Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur, where we promised we would explain Bli Neder, the difference between other knasos and Palga Nizka, because Tosfos wanted to say Ksubas Yudbeis Amid Beis, that just like we say Bar Vishem Bari Adif by Mamen, we also say Bar Vishem Bari Adif by Knas. We prove that's probably not true. That by other knasos, we don't say bar v'shem bar yadif, because in order for there to be a knas, there needs to be a hamad be'bezdin, there needs to be a, they have to mevara the etzem ha'maisa, and the person isn't believed about the etzem ha'maisa, just about the chiyuv, so how can there be knas? So the answer is that Tosfos is talking about a case of paying half nezik, and half nezik is different, insofar as there, we would say bar v'shem bar yadif. And that is our job to explain that in this shir. We begin Siyata Dishmai with the Rashba, Baba Kamalam Gimel and Alpha Lamed Heyom and Beis. He writes, "V'gedolz the cost of Arad." The Rav writes even more than this. B'shili Pirkin, the end of the parak. Abe Ilo Maisi Rai Shalki the Karma Mazik. When we're talking about paying a half nezek, so the mazik is molded to this half nezek. So if the nezek doesn't bring a raya that he's chayv the whole thing, we listen to the mazik. V'avagav the knas of like Eidei Negicha Modu Knas Pater. Even though it's a knas, there are no Eidei Negicha. And a modu knas pater, so why isn't he pater? Lo yidomi hai knasa l'shar knasas. This knas is not like other knasas. The hocha karen, here we're talking about the karen. Here we're talking about when you're paying half, you're paying half of the principle. Based him when he's modu, they tell him go and pay. They don't force him to pay like the Rashba writes in Lamed Hamud Beis, but they tell him to pay. They instruct him to pay. They encourage him to pay. They recommend that he pay. Certainly, if he's toyfes, then we don't take it away from him. Even though in other knasos, we don't judge like this. And the Rashba says to the right, what are you talking about? It's before she ends the first parak of Bava Kama, that according to the Mandom, Rapalga Nizka Knasa, I Moide Be Miftar. That if he's Moide, he is Potter. So how can you say that if he's Moide, and Chatzi Nezek, he is not Potter, and Bezin encourage him to pay? It's not true. Ayin Sham. In the Rashba, we see from the Ravid that knas of Palga Nizka of Chatzi Nezek is different than other knas in two ways. Number one, that a normal class you're not mischayva the arshas atzma, you need arshas based in. And here Hodah is effective that based in encourage him to pay. They tell him zil shalom, go and pay. And also normally his Hodah is effective to pater him and to be mafkia the ikar chiyuv. Like we see that he's no longer chayv even if edim come. We paskin modim knas v'achoch bo edim. Potter, but Palga Nizka, his Hoido, is not effective to pater him from the Yekir Chiyuv, but rather he's still Oymed B'Chiyuv from the fact that Bezin tells him, go and pay, and we have to understand the Sharash of this Chilik. So it would appear that we can explain the Ravid as follows. That the Ravid holds that indeed in all Knossos, a person's only is not mechuyev because of the etzem ha'maisa, but rather because of the harshah's base. And nevertheless, the knas of Palga Deniska is different because a person's mechuyev al yidei etzem ha'maisa. And the reason for this chilik is, like the Ravid says, that he's paying the keren. That the din of this knas is to pay the hefseid that he caused. And therefore, his chiyuv is chal al yidei etzem ha'maisa. And therefore, this din is different than other knasas, and his hodah is effective that we tell him to go and pay. Because normally a knas, he's not mechuyev kodem harshah based in. And it's not shayich to say to him, go and pay. That since the Bezdin can't be Marshiyam al Pio Da'aso, so he's not yet Mischaiv, and why should he pay? So does nothing, but a Knas of Palga Deniska, he's Mechuyav even without the Hashor of the Bezdin. And we see this from the fact that we say Yuchlat Hashor, that the Nizik gets the shore, even immediately, Ayde Etzem Aysenagicha. Because if we would have to wait till Shas HaMadav, then it wouldn't be shaykh to say Yuchar Asher immediately to the Nizik. And therefore it's shaykh to say to him Zil Shlim, because he's chai, because the Etzem Maisa, and not because of the Psak Beis Din. Because immediately, Momen HaNizik Biyadah. And so normally for a Mazik, normally for a Knas, it's not until the Beis Din says it. Until the Beis Din says it, nothing happened. But here is different insofar as the Etzen Mice is already Mechayv without the Psak of the Beis Din, and Memela, we allow his Hodah to take effect, and he pays because of his Hodah. However, the Hodah is only effective Klape the fact that Beis Din says to him Zil Shlim, because it's not Mitaris Koch Beis Din Shal Dinei Mamon, but rather it's Mitaris Harah Ba'alma, just an encouragement, it's just a recommendation of the Beis Din. They tell him that he's Mechuyev because of the Etzim Maisa, but the Inyan Harshah Shal Psak Beis Din, there, Palga Nizka is equal to other Knossos that were Memayet Marshiasim, because he saw that this din is that the Mises mi Misbara le Beis Din, the Oz, and then once the Mises Misbara to the Beis Din, they can be Marshim Mechayim. This is the Nehemonos of Adoz Baal Din, is only Klapi the Chiyuv, but the Mises not Misbara al Yoder, we can't be Marshim al Pio de Oz, so even Palga Nizka. So the Etzim Arshah, the Psak Din Hechleti of the Beis Din, al Pio da doesn't take effect. That doesn't happen. But the fact that they encourage him to pay because the Etzim Maisa was Mechayim, because we're dealing with Karen, because it's half Nezek, which is repaying the damage, the actual damage that he did, and so Da would be valid. So it emerges that even though Klapi the Nidin of Mamonus is Mechuyiv Mitzad Etzim HaMaisa, nevertheless this is equal to other Knossos in so far as the Din of Arshah's Beis Din doesn't apply until the Beis Din is Mevarer the Etzim Maisa, not Al Pi Atzmu. For this reason also Lo Shaykh B'Knas of Palga Deniska, the Din of Hoidah that patters. Just because he's mizmode doesn't mean that he's off the hook. Why? Because dafka, where he's not yet mischayev, he just did a maisa, which is a siba sachiv of Arshah's Beis Din. There we were mechadish that the hodah is effective to pater him klapei this maisa. He's not going to be mischayev even al yidei edim, because he's only mechayev once the Beis Din says it. And if before the Beis Din says it, he's mode, that hodah paters him. But here he was already chayev milchatchila even before his hodah, because the etzim maisa was already mechayev him. And therefore, when Beis Din says to him Zil Shlim, the fact that he's Modeh afterwards doesn't change that. He was Modeh that he's Chayiv. Beis Din says Zil Shlim, and his Hodah is not going to patter. Why? Because he was already Chayiv, because the Etzim Maisa, even before he was Modeh. Because we said by Palag and the Niska, he's not Chayiv because of the Psak Beis Din, he's Chayiv because of the Etzim Maisa. And he was Modeh the Etzim Maisa. Beis Din says to him Zil Shlim, so the Hodah doesn't patter. But Linyan Harshah B'Psak Beis Din, there Palganiska is equal to other Knossos, that Beis Din can't be Marshiyim until they know the Maisa Yidei Edim. And Memela we say that just like by Shar Knossos is Oda Patterson, that the Beis Din can only be Marshiyim. Even Alpi Edim, so too by Knoss of Palganiska, Oda is effective insofar as that they can no longer be Gomer Dino and make a Psak Din Echleti, an absolute Psak Din to be Mechayiv him to pay. Even Alpi Edim that are going to come afterwards, and he always stays with the Din of them recommending that he pay. And that it says in the Gemara at the end of the first parak that the Rashba asked in the Raibin, he said, look, by Palga Nizka, we do say Modeh B'Knas Patur, that's only Modeh B'Knas Patur that Beis Din is never Mechayiv him to pay. But the fact that they encourage him to pay, yes, absolutely, they encourage him to pay. Not B'Toras Koyach Beis Din Shel Dinei Mamon, but rather B'Toras Harah Ba'alma. They just say, yeah, we recommend that you do it, that you pay, because the Etzim Maisim is ready Mechayiv you, and your Adah is not going to change things. And it could be that that's what the Rashba meant. Erfir Toi says, Oi, Elim Ken Yifari Sharab, the Zil Shlim Arminale, when he asks in the Gemara, that says the end of the first parak, you see, Modeh B'Knas Patur, we do say by Palganiska. So how can you say we don't say Modeh B'Knas Patur by Palganiska? The answer is, maybe what the Raibid means is that we keep saying to him Zil Shlim, Aval Achpuya Lo Machpinan, but we don't force him. He doesn't pay al pi atzmo against his will. In other words, there's no forcing, there's no absolute psak din. That seems to be what we've been explaining. That so Modeh B'Knas is Pater, and that we're never going to force him. Once he's Modeh, there's not going to be any kfi anymore. There's not going to be an absolute psak din. That's what the Gemara told me in the first parak when we say Modeh B'Knas Pater by Palganiska. There's not going to be an absolute psak din, that's going to be mechayiv him to pay. But that we recommend that he pay, that we stick with, because the Etzim Maisa was Mechayiv him, and not the Psak Beis Din, where it has to be Mevar the Maisa. So Lefi Zeh, we can explain Tos. Tos learns that the Din of Bari Adif is effective, Gabe, the Knas of Palganiska. So we can say that Tosis holds, like the Sheet of the Raiva, that the Knas of Palganiska is different than other Knasses. Only in Palganiska, the Din of Bari Adif is Shaykh. That we do say Bari Adif by Palganiska, because even though Harshav Beis Din we only do when the Beis Din was Mevara the Maisa, Umemela Bari Adif doesn't help because you need a Beir Hamais, and that Bari Adif isn't, because Bari Adif is just a Schia B'maman Mikoch, the fact that his Tain is better, as we explained in the previous shir. Nevertheless, Linyan Horov Zil Shlim, there Bari Adif is going to help us. So the Bari Adif Shaft creates a Matzev where Beis Din is going to recommend that he pay, because Sof the Mamanus belongs to the Nizik. Because the mazik is machayv mitzad the etzim amaisim, Hashem came b'shar kenosis, that without the Hashem's Beis Din, the ikur chiyuv doesn't exist. Here, by Palganiska, the ikur chiyuv is there without the Beis Din. But not by other kenosis. Other kenosis without the Beis Din, there's nothing. So, if there's no psak din, if there's nothing without the psak Beis Din, without the Hashem's Beis Din, there, Bari is not going to help us. There, Tosis admits that Bari doesn't do anything for us. Since Beis Din didn't know the Maisa, what is Bari going to do for us? So Bari's nothing. But here, where it's the Etzem Maisa that's Mechayev him. So if someone says Bari, then Al Tzabari, he's going to be recommended that he should pay. Not Chayev Mamish, but recommended that he should pay. Modu B'Knas Pater, we stick with that. That Beis Din doesn't absolutely obligate somebody if they're Modu B'Knas, but that they recommend it, because we're dealing here with the Karen of Chatzi Nezek, that Beis Din they do recommend based on a Bari. They don't have to know the Etzem Maisa, what happened. They don't have to mivar the Etzem Maisa. It's not telling the Psak Beis Din, rather the Etzem Maisa is Mechayiv. And if someone says Bari, that's enough for the Beis Din to recommend that, since the Etzem Maisa was Mechayiv, even though we don't know about the Etzem Maisa ourselves, and your Tainus Bari doesn't help us in that direction, but the very fact that we're dealing here with a Maisa that is Mechayiv independently of our Psak, we recommend that you pay because of the Bari. Hashem came where other Knesses, where you need the absolute Psak Beis Din, based on their Beir HaMaisa, and that you don't have with the mere Bari. So that was Tosis Kasha, that here Rabbi Yehuda holds Bari Adif, and in Bava Kamma he holds not Bari Adif, Ramot Tzmei Chavrela V'Raya. So you see that why doesn't he say Bari Adif? Because by Knas he should say Bari Adif. I say Bari Adif by Knas? Because again, we're dealing with Palganiska. Dafka Palganiska, all their Knas is Bari Adif, doesn't do anything for us. We need Beis Din B'Vara, that's in Maisa, there has to be Hashem's Beis Din. But here you don't need Hashem's Beis Din, the very Maisa itself is Mechayiv. And Memela, if you have a Bari, that should be enough for Beis Din to recommend that the person pay, because the Nizik has Mamun Gamur in this shor, and if the person doesn't pay, it's Gezel Ma'alya. Even according to the man, the armor, lab bari yadif mechuyiv latzis bidei shemayim. This is above a kama kuf yud ches, but that's not gezel. This is mamish gezel. Memela Beis Din says to him zil shlem. Ah, hadvarim hayin afloy mamish. And if you want a little bit of a coming attraction, zemir tishem. I hope in the next shir in this series, we are able to start discussing b'din yakir b'mamin la'cherum v'arvus v'arusah. So exciting stuff coming up, sweet friends. B'li neder, Hashem should give us the koach, the moch, the financial means, simchas chayim. Continue to learn with the lamed, the shmelasuk, haim, to us, v'hava, amen, v'amen, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.